Blog Talk Radio.
You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, my bro Dre, Three Letterman. What is good, my G?
What's poppin', my nigga? Glad to be back on, man, for real. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, bro, we got a big one today.
Yes, sir.
We got a good guest today, man. It feels good to be back on. Got the segment boys back working again. You guys pushing us. You already know what it is, man. We got to cover a couple things. We have Doggy Diamonds coming on the show.
Right.
Talk about what's going on and really honestly just catch up with us, too. And then we got to discuss this Tay-Rock U-Dub. Huge announcement. That's right, you heard it right. Tay-Rock is battling on U-Dub at their upcoming.
That says a lot, though.
It says a ton, bro.
It says a lot because I never thought Tay-Rock would battle on a different league. And let's be real, I had people on Twitter saying, oh, Smack must be mad. I don't even think Smack is mad. I guarantee you. Because the relationship that Rock and Smack has, I guarantee you Rock hit Smack and was like, yo, I'm going to go to U-Dub and get this check and battle Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? And low-key, this is Gun Titles versus Arsenal and Suge just on a one-on-one. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. It's true. I completely agree. Do you really think, though? I agree with the Gun Titles thing. Do you think that Rock hit Smack, though?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he let him know before. I don't think Smack just heard it like the rest of us. I'm pretty sure Smack knew. It wasn't like Smack just found, oh, shit, Rock is bad on U-Dub. I'm going to go on record and say
yeah,
that.
But Dre, this is like this in the land of the contracts over there, in the land of the loyalty.
But, son,
there.
That contract is for the young boys. I don't think it really applies to Rock, Hitman, Verb, Surf. They could do whatever the fuck they want to do. I think that applies to Chess, Steams, New Jersey Twerk, Dougie, all these other, you know what I'm saying? Mike P, Daylight. Well, not even Daylight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a certain feeling there, to be honest with you. Do you think Rock asked Smack, or do you think he told Smack?
I think he told him and asked him all in the same breath. I think he told him what it is and just to let him know, yo, bro, I'm about to go battle Austin Ove. And I think Smack was like, you know what I mean? Do what you got to do because, let's be real, my nigga, who is Rock going to battle? I mean, besides, everybody want to see Rock and Chess battle, no doubt. But
yeah,
who is left for right now? They're doing this Born Legacy series. There's no Summer Madness. We got to see what's going on with Gnome. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Rookies versus Vets, all this other shit. This Born Legacy series is what's popping for URL. And that's what I was saying to B-Magic the other night when we was talking to him. This shift is coming. This shift is coming, my G.
Here's what I think. I think Rock, the case that Rock probably made was like, yo, and you know this, Dre. He's probably like, yo, this is the time of year where I eat. I eat this time of year. This is my Summer Madness time. This is my Gnome time. But there is no Summer Madness.
None.
So maybe Rock was like, yo, I got to eat still. Like, I got to do this. There's no Summer Madness, and I got to get what I need to do. You know, you guys
are
having
that
dub.
He's never battled. He's battled majority of his battles that we know Tay-Rock from. I mean, he battled on Lions Den. He probably battled back in BMO and all this and the third. But we know Rock from URL. You know what I'm saying? And for him to step out of his comfort zone and go to battle somebody like an Arsenal, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he's amped and ready to go. I'm pretty sure Rock is amped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rock hasn't battled a while on one-on-one competition. He's done the two-on-two thing his last couple battles with Surf. You know what I'm saying? And it's ironic.
That's true.
Rock and Surf got a cool relationship. And Arsenal's battling Tay-Rock and Sugar's battling. That's what I'm saying. It's Gun Titles versus Arsenal and Sugar just on a one-on-one type thing. But I don't think Smack is tight. You know, and not the extra tight because the relationship he has with Rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not pretty sure they spoke, and Rock let him know, bruh, I'm about to go battle Awesome. Just letting you know. I mean, nah, I think it'd be fucked up if Smack heard this shit. Like the rest of us, like, oh shit, really? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he getting the blessing. Like, yeah, bro, we rocking. We doing this Born Legacy. We'll get back to you, young, you veterans, at a later date. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Smack, you think Smack was like, all right, Rock, we'll call you when your services are needed.
Nah, not Rock. Not Rock. I think that's the hit, man. Hollis and a lot of other niggas. I don't think with Tay Rock, it's totally different, bro. I think it's totally different with Tay Rock. You look at all the interviews they do together, Smack and Rock really, really fuck with each other, son. That's his pit bull. He makes it known. That's his man's. I think with Tay Rock, it's totally different. Anybody else, maybe? But with Tay Rock, I know to the fans, they're looking like, oh my God, Smack's number one gun is going to UW. No shade to UW, Timbo, but they don't have events all the time, so it's like, all right, go to UW, my nigga, do you. And I have an event every month. Dude, if they have an event twice a year or three times a year, you're lucky if that. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think one event is going to hurt that. But I'm excited, though. Are you excited for this battle?
I am excited, bro. I'm not going to lie. I'm very excited for this battle. I think it's going to be dope. I'm glad Rock, you know, kind of stepping out of the comfort zone and battling over there, you know. This is Jersey. You know, this is different. You know, and I'm glad.
They're going to love Rock over
there,
bro. They're going to love that shit, Rock's face.
I think they will, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All them Newark niggas and shit, Irvington, Jersey City, all of them. They're going to love that shit, bro. They're going to love that shit, that Rock is spitting and shit.
Who you got winning?
Oh, boy. Ah, Timbo, here you go. Whew. Bruh. Listen, man, I seen a nigga on Twitter saying, is Arsenal going to come correct? Hello? He has no choice. This is Tay Rock we're talking about. This is this seems to be panning out to be a big card. They also got K-Shine battling on this card. They haven't announced who he's battling yet, even though I think I know he's battling. I'll even say it on this fucking show. Fuck it. I think he's battling that nigga Jay, from what I'm understanding. That's homeboy from 400 Block. Rock's first time out of his comfort zone, man. But I think Rock will do him wherever he goes. Wherever he goes. I'm going to go Rock 2-1 in a debatable battle. Very debatable. Very debatable. I'm going Rock, though. But I got Arsenal going to say some shit to Tay Rock, like, yo, I got you over here. He's going to be talking to Tay Rock in the sense of, I'm the boss, you the employee. Even though you battling over here, nigga, this ain't Smack. You my employee for today, my nigga. I think Arsenal will pull those cards, you know what I'm saying? I think Arsenal's going to do great angles. I'm not going to be a front. I think Arsenal's going to break down Tay Rock a little bit. But I got Rock. I just got Rock. Edging it. No shade to you, Ars. You know your money.
Do you think this could be one of those battles, Dre, where someone wins in the room and then someone else wins on cam?
You know what? I think that's a great question by you once again, because my nigga Tay Rock, no disrespect, my dude. A lot of times, niggas say the gas station be live at the venue. When you battle, the gas station is right there. I'm just calling it what it is, Timbo. The gas station is right there. And then, to Timbo's point, when we get to watch you on cam, niggas wasn't screaming that about the nanny at the live venue, but then we watch you in D. Nanny, you know what I'm saying? Calendar, all that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, with certain battle rappers on cam, it's totally different. But in the room...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Austin's not going to shake the room. Austin's going to shake the room, man. It's Jersey, my nigga. Come on, man. It's Arsenal and Tay Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking better than Arsenal. Fucking legend. But
yeah.
I got to go with Rock, though, man. Close, edgy,
you going
man.
Rock?
Shit, man. Yeah, man.
Oh, man. All right. My prediction real quick. So I got a guest calling right now. My prediction real quick. I'm going to be, man, I got to go Arsenal on this one, man. I think Arsenal's going to get super disrespectful. I'm going Arsenal. I'm going Ars to take this 2-1. But I think you're right, though. Rock's going to shake the building, bro.
Yeah. He's gonna shake the building.
Rock's gonna
shake
the building.
It's about who has the more haymakers. Whose haymakers are gonna land more? Well, Austin's fucking
exactly.
K-Rock, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Arsenal versus K-Rock is happening on UW. Let's get the guests on right now. Friend of the show. Super dope. Really heavy in this media game. Breaking
I wish
a lot
you got
this
motherfucking respect out here because truth be told, no shade to you, Nori. You my mans in them. But, and I'm not saying this to come on the show. This is all facts. If I'm comparing your PD Crack interview compared to Doggy Diamond's PD Crack interview, I got more information as a hip-hop fanatic who's been there since 1980s and 90s and shit from my man Doggy Diamond's. But that's neither here nor there.
Uh-oh. Well, man, let's get the dude on. Why wait any longer, yo? Shout out this man coming on the show, Doggy Diamonds. What's good, man?
What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up? Three-letter man, what's going on? What's up? What's up?
Doggy Diamonds, what's good, man?
Peace, peace. I'm just here chilling, man. I got a interview today with I'm not ever saying who I'm interviewing again. I'm never going to say who I'm going to interview again because I don't want to run into situations where I feel like people are interviewing the same people. I'm interviewing some things I think are by chance, and some things could be by chance, but some things could be. It gets a little too weird. So I said, yo, you know what?
Let's be real.
From now on,
a lot of
it's
not by chance. It's not by chance.
You know. But you know what though? For the sport of the sport that we in, the competitive nature that I think some people naturally have,
right.
I don't mind it. Nobody is better at doing interviews than me, so I don't care. I don't care who interview who. If you interview somebody after me, you're just going to play yourself because I know I squeeze every ounce of information I could have gotten out of them. So you're just going to look like a fool. The best thing you can do is run and put your interview out before me because if you put it out after me, you're going to look like a fool. It's going to look like a joke interview, so.
But Doggy Diamond, just to piggyback on what you're saying, fam, isn't that the mindset that you're supposed to have as an interviewer? Like, you're supposed to feel, I'm going to get the best question. I'm not going to ask the same generic questions that other niggas might ask all the time, you know what I'm saying?
No, that is. But, see, I don't want to come off as me being arrogant or egotistical about it. It's just that I really, really am an interviewer. Everybody else that you see that does interviews are not interviewers. They're question askers. And their personality, see, it's a difference. I am a historian of hip-hop. Like, when I interview PD Crack, it's certain things that I know behind the scenes that people don't know, that there's no way for me to get him to tell you this unless I ask him. But it's kind of a rhetorical question because I already know the answer. You know what I'm saying? So I have to just get him to tell you this and get the world to know what I already know. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it was all about because nobody was thinking about interviewing Crack. Crack is the homie. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, let me say that. Crack is my homie. And if in the beginning of the interview, you can hear me say, yo, Crack, man, how long I've been trying to get you? You know what I'm saying? So it was just the right time for that to happen. But I love This became competitive. You know, this became a thing of who does the better interviews. Now, we also have to be mindful of it's a difference between an interview and somebody coming on your podcast and them talking. Mm-hmm. There's a difference, you know, because I like the Beanie Siegel interview that just came out, but that's not an interview.
Right.
That's not an interview. Mm-hmm. No questions was asked to Beanie Siegel.
But let me cut you there, Doggy. Let me ask you a question. In that type of setting, are you damned if you do, damned if you don't, in the sense of, hear me out for a second. All right. It sounded more to me as Tax Stone gave Beanie Siegel a platform just to let out how you feel about everything. Now, do I feel as a fan, do I want Tax Stone to ask certain questions? Maybe. Yes, I do. I did. I'm not going to front. There's certain questions that I would have intervened and just asked and harped on. Is that how you felt?
Well, he gave him the platform, which is dope. But we can't say that was a great interview. because it wasn't an interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's right. The interview is when you ask questions. Now, to Tak's defense, when he did ask a couple of questions, Beanie ain't want to answer them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When he asked him about Oscino, because he's supposed to ask about Oscino, because Oscino came on his show and aired Beanie out, but he didn't want them. But when you look at interviews and you say greatest interviews ever, greatest interviews is when you left this interview with information that a person brought out of the person. Not because it seemed like Beanie thing was kind of rehearsed. He knew what he was going to go there and say.
Right.
It was already prepped. It was nothing that we didn't know, you know. And to a certain extent, this is another word that we get hit with as interviewers and people in media, chatty patty, because Dame Dash said that. But
yeah.
There's nobody more chatty patty than Dame Dash.
Dame Dash.
You understand what I'm saying? So what Beanie did could be considered to be chatty patty. Because he went there and he didn't really, he was saying, just because he say fact, that don't mean that it's a fact.
That nigga said facts like 500 times.
Yeah,
Jesus,
you know what I'm saying? So we in the media, you know, y'all are in the media whether you like it or not. I'm in the media whether I like it or not. But I look at myself as different from these other dudes because I actually walk amongst my people. I'm actually out in the
street. You're in the field.
You know, and I'm actually out here. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between what I do and what other people do and how I came in the game. I came in the game from the DVD era when you had to go to somebody's hood. You had to go to somebody's city. You had to go to somebody's town to do it. The game evolved where you could Skype somebody and ask them the craziest question ever, and if you don't like the answer, you don't put the interview out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from the era where you might have spent $100 on gas money alone going to get an exclusive, and you have no choice but to put the interview out because you got to get your money back.
Now,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm trying to get you and Timbo's opinion on this. Did Beans, in your opinion, play both sides of the fence with Meek and them and with Game and Wack? Because I felt he played both sides of the fence.
My opinion on the Beanie Siegel thing, it might not be favorable to a lot of people. I didn't look at Beanie Siegel as the angel in this situation. Like, let me break this down for y'all, because I was going to do it on my show, but I'll give it. Well, I did do it slightly on Facebook a little bit. I give it to y'all. I love Beanie Siegel, artist, fucking incredible. One of the greatest ever.
Yep.
He said, if he don't ever go in and lay another record, he gave us what, you know, he gave it all to us. He gave us what we love and what we need from an artist.
And let's be real, Doggy Diamonds. When he came to The Rock, he gave The Rock that street feel. Him and them Philly niggas gave Rockefeller that street feel.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, all of that is because, see, even with the Philly dudes, we going to keep it real, those wasn't his niggas.
That's true. Petey,
they ain't even know each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying. So it's a lot. Like I said, I want to talk from a perspective where it's not seeming like I'm anti-Beanie Siegel, but I'm not. But I am pro-real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to yell fact, and I don't have to say, you know, certain things to, you know, because it's certain code words that you use when you talk to people, and it alters their judgment from reality to what you saying to be law. What you say, that don't mean that is law.
Right.
Because it's coming from your mouth. Now, let me give y'all one thing. When he did the diss record, if you wrote it, you knew it was a diss record. So don't say I didn't know it was a diss record. If you wrote it, you knew it was a diss. That's what you said, right? Now, if you come in there and you jump in the game shit and then you say one phone call, I'll be there in 3 hours, you all in.
Real.
You all in, right? You all in. So now, when certain things transpire from the situation, we can't say, oh, that's fucked up. They did this to Beans. They snuffed Beans. Yo, people get punched in their face every fucking day. Every day people get punched in their face. Every day people get sucker punched, whatever you want to call it. But if you punch somebody and you think they are, the only reason why you punch them is because what? You thought they was a sucker. So the word sucker punch in itself is stupid. There's no such thing as a, because that's what you do to somebody who you think is a sucker. You punch them.
Right.
And it's a thing in Philly, as in the streets. Beanie Siegel from the streets. I'm from the streets. It's when the young guard is coming, and they want to move the old guard out the way.
Out the street, yeah, and that's happening.
How do you get rid of the old guards when the little dudes come up and they say, "I'm selling crack, I'm selling weed. Now it's music, it's a hustle. I'm the new dude on the block. You got to get out the way." How do you get rid of them if they don't want to move? You got to take them out. Now, what did Beanie say while he was going around Meek? "I wanted to get up on him." You wanted to get up on him for the 15 bands?
Yeah, it sounded like he was
because
rubbing shoulders with him. Like
you
said, he's playing chess, not checkers. He's rubbing shoulders with him. Not
this is what I'm saying.
Really
no, but
he
if
got
you
your
take
own
a picture,
and shit.
Listen to me. If you take a picture, Nino Brown, and then you say you're Nino Brown, then everything that you was doing was disingenuous in the fucking first place.
Mm-hmm.
It was disingenuous.
Mm. Agree.
So the end result of you getting hit was your karma for not being genuine in the first place.
Mm.
Everything that you was doing to be around this man wasn't genuine.
Mm.
So when he feel that vibe and he not feeling you, and then the world and the universe take care of shit and the universe sends something to hit you, yo, other dudes get shot. How did Big die? Big got murdered. Tupac got murdered. It's a certain energy that you put in the universe that the energy eventually is going to turn on you, going to come back to you. Everybody, his name is the Broad Street Bully. What happens to every bully?
Yeah.
When we seen Suge Knight laying on the floor, we saw Suge Knight laying on the floor, Suge Knight got punched in his face.
But
what would you say
to people that say, all right, to what you're saying, niggas like Suge and Beans, at this era of their career, niggas wasn't doing that when they was out here 25, 26, Beans out here with the braids and shit, you know what I mean? Throwback era 2002. Niggas wasn't catching them like that. You do that now to a 42-year-old nigga who got a pancreas situation, niggas on diabetes, you know what I'm saying? So now it's cool, like, you ain't go ahead out.
Did he have a pancreas situation when he said, one phone call, I'll be there in 3 hours?
Not at all.
What do we all say? Ooh, Beans is in it. Oh, it's going to get real now. So while we crying, while we saying, oh, Beans, while we saying, oh, Beans, he did that to Beans. Because when he said one phone call, I'll be there in 3 hours, we was
right.
Like, yeah, it's going to get real now. Philly, Beans don't play. It's no such thing as a loss. If you learn something from it. What Beanie Sigel should learn from this situation is that maybe you being disingenuous could be your karma, or maybe you realize you was fucking with people who just ain't your people. So this is what happened.
I think
that's
it more than anything to me.
This is what I'm saying. Why did Beanie Sigel jump into the beef with the Game and then call Game and say,
especially his relationship with Game, and Game harped on it, you know?
All right,
Game was
but
like, yo.
It's not rap. But listen, though, it's not rap when Bean says he's going to, rather when Game says, I'm going to beat the shit out of Meek Mill.
I agree. Yeah.
So I'm not on the feel sorry for Bean's train. I'm not on it.
No. Bean fucked up. Game did what he had to do. The things that happened to Beans, that's just what happened. Like you said, that's probably karma for what he did. There was no reason for him to jump in any of that. He had nothing to do with it. And that's why I think it caught Game off guard, too. So he was like, well, fuck that, man. I thought we was cool.
But if niggas is saying that Beans is helping niggas write rhymes, did he really put himself in the beef, or did niggas really ask him to pinch
it? That's even worse. That makes
that's
it
even
worse.
And then you put it, listen.
To me.
Let me explain something to you. I keep hearing chess like checkers. I keep hearing it's chess, not checkers, right?
Right.
But who is the chess master in this situation? The Game.
The Game, yeah. The Game, yeah. Triple H, the Game.
y'all ever seen the movie Blood In, Blood Out?
Yep.
How did the movie end? We band together to take the Storm crew out,
right,
and then we
yeah.
take y'all out. The game took out Philly just now.
You got Philly looking shaky.
I mean, I love my Philly brothers.
Me too. I fuck with Philly niggas heavy, man.
But look how much dissension is in the shit at the city. The last time I seen Reed Dollars and Cicero, they was together.
Jeez.
Nah, they beefing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All behind somebody from L.A.?
And Canada. You can say the same thing about Drake. You know what I mean?
But this is, but look, everybody is coming like, yo, the hate for Meek Mills is so strong that it's starting to warp people's sense of reality of what's real. What's real is that when you a street dude, the young dudes are hungry and they coming up. You either going to have to clap one of these little dudes or get out their way. That's just the reality of it. When I was 17 years old, you ask anybody from my hood, I wanted to sell, you know, anything that I wanted to sell and do whatever I wanted to do in the street, and the older heads was telling me, yo, you can't do this and do that. I was like, who the fuck is going to stop me? Because I'm ready to die for this shit. It's the same shit. You got these hungry dudes in Philly who have, all they have is glimmers of hope. This is not the same Beanie Siegel. This is not the same dude who had Bentleys and cars and all that. It's a new king in town, whether we like it or not. Fuck personality. Fuck how we view him. Fuck all that. It's the same thing Beanie did to the dudes that was before him. Who was before Beanie Siegel out there? It was Major Figures out there, right?
Major
it was
Figures,
Gilly and them.
Yeah, Gilly and them niggas.
Who did Beanie Siegel get into it with?
Gilly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why we all are beans?
But, this is something to say about a young boy like Meek where the OG niggas. And let's be real, man. It's not even beans. Also, what in your opinion, is Meek doing or not doing where the OG niggas and maybe certain niggas don't really rock with him if they just rock with him just on the strength that he got bread, he can bring the bikes out and niggas ride the whip around South Philly, West Philly, and all this, that, and the third. What does that say about Meek when the OG niggas ain't really, you know, like how Game and Snoop and them niggas awarded Kendrick the crown for the West Coast. They not giving the crown to Meek for some reason.
Because it's a different type of love depending on the environment. They didn't give the fucking crown to Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar took the motherfucking crown. They ain't give him shit. He took that motherfucker. They didn't have to give it to him.
Yeah.
Jimmy Iovine
gave
it to him. Interscope gave it to him. Because do Interscope fuck with Snoop anymore? Do Interscope fuck with the Game no more? Exactly.
Jimmy Iovine and them niggas.
I'm not buying that they gave him. What they did was they embraced him.
Right.
But you had no
choice.
Well,
that's what I meant, Joggy,
because,
the embracement
listen,
part.
You know why? Because the machine was behind them. On with our part of town, in Seaboard, is a different type of hate. I'm in New York City, and when I'm in the street, when I'm in the streets of New York, when I'm walking around Brooklyn, I done been in Manhattan, I done been all around, and people in the city recognize me, it's all love. But there is no love from the artists in New York for me.
Because
they look at me as a threat. Why? I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? They look at me as a threat. But one situation, and then they'll all try to. Well, I put out a tweet that I put out yesterday, and I said, not looking at me as a credible media source is the best and worst thing some of you motherfuckers could have did, because I'm never fucking with a lot of y'all ever again.
But that's why I was ill to see you and Charlamagne link up. I was like, word, that's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's Charlamagne, up. I was really
let me
proud to see that.
To you about Charlamagne, he recognized what I was doing. They all listen. Let me tell y'all something.
He shouted you out before in the show, the Breakfast Club.
Definitely, but I
want
to tell y'all something. This is something MREX said to me, and I keep all the time. People see and hear everything. It's just what they choose to acknowledge. They see what you're doing. They see what's going on. They can front and act like they don't know what's going on or what you're doing. They see it because a lot of things that Doggy Diamonds do, I see my DNA in other people's work. I see it. I see you took that from me. I seen that word. I seen, you know, listen, let me explain something to you. I've been at a battle rap It was the RBE event where it was Writer's Block versus Team Homie.
Team Homie.
Right? And I'm standing in the interview room. And I had two dudes standing next to me. I'm not going to put them on blast or disrespect them. I had a dude standing right next to me doing interviews that I didn't even start my interview. And I heard, yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy. And I turn around and say, did this nigga just steal my fucking intro?
I know you're talking about. I'm not going to say his name. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Then I heard another motherfucker say, yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy for the PG bloggers. And I said, hold up. This nigga took my shit, too. This is what I'm saying. Sometimes you study people so long, you become influenced by them that you start thinking that you're not influenced by them. You start thinking it's yours. But look how people start their interviews off. I started my interviews off from day one the same way without even knowing it because that's just how I naturally talk. But you have people who will sit there and swagger jack your whole shit and then try to make it theirs. But, yo, I'm your fucking father. You understand what I'm saying? Whenever you hear Doggy Diamond talk, what I say? Yo, Ralph McDaniels is my OG. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne the God, when he met me, I could tell you how we met. Do you know the interview? We've known of each other, of course. But he doesn't have to acknowledge Doggy Diamond because he's on the radio.
Revolt
I'm just
TV,
a dude on yeah, I'm just a dude on YouTube doing interviews. But he recognized and he spoke. I just put out the full video of Charlamagne the God today, as a matter of fact. He recognized and he said, yo, I always watch his shit. He said, I even watch your Twitter. And if you say my interview is whack, I pay attention to that because, yo, you really do this shit.
Right.
So when you say it's whack, I know what I got to step up, and I know because you're not going to just sit there and hate on me. You're going to give me constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I had on my Doggy Diamonds hat. I was in the spot, and he walked over and was like, oh, shit, what's up, my man? I took his mask. I hit him a month later, and I said, yo, you know if we could connect and do an interview, we shake up the city.
Yeah, that'd be dope. I'd ask those.
You know what I'm saying? He said, yo, you're right. I said, yo, when you get some free time, you know, hit me up. He hit me 2 days later and said, yo, I'm going to be free this day. Come through. Come to Power 105. I went there 10 o'clock in the morning, did the interview, knocked it out. We kicked it. You know what I'm saying? And he's trying to do other things for me. That's somebody who's secure within their situation. They have no hate in their heart. They're secure. I'm in New York City where it's motherfuckers that I've known for 20 years, and they so insecure about their situation, they scared to help somebody because they scared they're going to lose their spot.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's sucker shit. I do my podcast. I wear people fucking paraphernalia. I wear other people's clothes in my shit, hoping that it'll bring light to what they're doing. Because I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. So listen, Doggy Diamonds ain't going nowhere. Ever. I already did historical shit. So if I stop today, I have things that I left you with.
But legendary shit.
Now the job is, now your job is to help bring other people up. That's your job. That's your duty. You're only as good as the students that you created. That's in any aspect of life. You know what I'm saying? So I had these kids. These kids gave me a T-shirt, 90s hip-hop junkie. I wore their shit. I didn't tell them I wore it. He hit me yesterday, as a matter of fact. Yo, thank you. I saw you wore the shit in McGrath's shit. I had this other kid that had on a life hat. It's called Life. I wore his hat when I did the speaking on the Troy Ave shit. This is what I do for people. I tell, you know, young entrepreneurs, yo, send me your clothes. I'll wear it. It's free fucking clothes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I wear it? If it's going to get 200,000 views, bro, hopefully that can help you. So nobody can't say, well, you don't help nobody. You don't do nothing for nobody.
Nah, nobody
can
say that about you. Anytime
when
I like Doggy Dom, it's life's love. It's always been love.
This is
what
I'm saying.
I can't even front that.
I do what I can. But look, I'm in New York City, and all motherfuckers do as much as they can is try to block your blessings and stop you from being great. I said to myself, hold up. How and I didn't go on no rant. I didn't talk shit. I'm not mad about it, you know, because I'm so fucking bossed up that I got to realize, yo, sometimes it ain't meant for you to work with nobody, work under nobody. You are a boss. You are a boss. You understand what I'm saying? And the only time you can work under somebody if it's somebody that can pay you for your services. Now, look at it like this, right? You have Podcast Network. I'm not going to mention them, but you have networks, you have different things. So when the podcast charts come out, right, why is number three? And he's not even in the network. He has no financial backing. He has no sponsors, no endorsements, nothing.
Right.
It's just me. It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have a I don't even have a staff. I didn't even interview a 100 artists yet. I didn't even, you know, understand what I'm saying? Why am I number three? You know why? Because that's the people. You can't fake the funk for the people. The people
always
know.
Always say that, the people.
You can't front for the people. And the people know I love the people. I talk directly to the people. But then you see the people who own the network. They're number 15. They're not even in the top 10. So I say to myself, hold on. This is me thinking, shit, I own this network. Here come this kid come out of nowhere, bust the door open in his podcast and shit, and charting and ranking high. He ranking higher than me, and I own the shit. Wouldn't the smart thing be for me to do is say, I need to get some of that money he getting over there. Well, we need to get money together because obviously he ain't no motherfucking joke.
Right.
We didn't even help him, and he's still doing it. But see, that's the difference between certain people who are insecure in their position and so worried about being taken out, they forget about money.
Do it all,
what
ego
good is
boy.
A statue? It's all ego. If I listen, when I meet young, hungry people, what did Jay-Z say in backstage? Right now, is some dude at the table eating cornflakes. Young, I'ma sign him. This is what I'm saying. I'm in New York City. This is a place. Let me tell you, I want the viewers and the listeners to know, this town is so fucking hateful of each other. That's why nobody wins out of New York. Philly, it's a lot of hate in Philly. It's a lot of hate in Jersey. It's hate all over because everybody's insecure. I beg people, send me your clothes. I'll give you my P.O. box number. Send me your clothes. I wear them. As long as it ain't no tight, you know, flagrant looking shit, I wear it. I hope I can help as many entrepreneurs as there are out there. I hope. I wear your hat. I wear whatever. I'll give you a drop. I don't care. I'll do whatever I can to help anybody. You know why? Because the Doggy Diamonds brand is going to be here forever. All I can do is help more people. Because they know when I bust the door open, oh, I'm letting the real in. Because what happens is that you got dudes who play this real, I'm real, I'm real, I'm real. Then they get in the game and turn into a sucker.
And see, that's the part that I'm talking about. Because, all right, prime example, I have to go back to Meek and Game. Does it shock you that Wale and Ross, because I'm from an era, man, where you diss a nigga on a squad, B, niggas is riding on you on tracks and all type of shit. Now it's like, I'm surprised Wale and Ross haven't said one word about that. You see, Wack is at front center with Game. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are crickets.
I mean, what is Wale going to say, though? Who's going to take Wale seriously? Let's keep it apart. No fucking body scared of Wale. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is he supposed to say?
I feel you, but, I mean, I don't know, man. Nigga ride on my man, Doggy Diamond. It's like, bro, I'm riding. Tell me what I'm doing. I'm riding. Like, I'm going to ride on you.
But people, though, a lot of times these dudes are label mates and they're not friends.
That's true. You get stuck together.
Yeah.
That's real. That's real.
You understand what I'm saying? They just, sometimes it's all good that, you know, people don't, because that, the whole label slash looking like a gang thing, I'm not really feeling that anyway. I don't like it, the gang type label shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, Wack is going to ride because that's his fucking homeboy. It's different. That's like O'Malley riding.
Yeah,
if O'Malley was quiet, then you would be like, hold up, this is strange.
Well, you're right over Meek,
boy. Yeah, but Meek and O'Malley is first of all, they can, and they came up together. That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. I don't expect a stranger to ride for me. You understand what I'm saying? That's why New York labels are fucked up, because when you join the label, it's like joining the gang. If you sign to a label, you're supposed to take on all the beef that comes with this label. Nah, that shit is corny. You know what I'm saying? That's what's corny. It's just like, you know, honestly, as black people, we're so fucked up on how we view the money making thing, everything is done off emotions. Everything is emotions. Everything is feelings and emotions. You know what I'm saying? Everything is feelings and emotions, and that should stop us from getting so much money because other people don't give a fuck about emotions.
Yep.
They just get money. You know what? We gonna get money together, but you ain't coming to my bar mitzvah. We gonna get money together, but you can't come to my daughter's sweet 16. But we gonna make billions of dollars together. Us, we say fuck the money, fuck everything. All money ain't good money. You sound like a fucking fool, especially coming from a broke motherfucker. You sound like a fucking fool. What type of fool are you to say all money ain't good when you dead ass broke? I'd rather eat crumbs with bums than steaks with snakes.
But
you sound like a fucking fool.
Fair, though, but you would agree, though. I'm pretty sure a lot of money is not all good money, though. It depends on individual and how it's presented to you. You might just sell your soul and do some shit that you don't want to do for that bread, though.
But people, though, see, this is, and again, I'm going to go back to this. Black people keep dealing with this cliche shit. Talking about sell your soul, sell all this shit. Yo, you selling your soul any motherfucking way. Only time I wouldn't do something, honestly, if it goes against taking my manhood, and that's something sexual.
Right.
Other than that, people going to hate me for whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
The internet gave room for critics. In these fucking comments right now, somebody is going to criticize me.
Of course. Oh,
and don't even know me. And I've been a stand-up, one of the most realest dudes ever. Anybody who has ever come in contact with me, one-on-one standing with me, can tell you I'm one of the most stand-up, official tissue dudes. And I ain't talking about no street shit. I'm just talking about
my mannerism.
And I don't even want to say man shit because that shit changes. I just don't like that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just talking about just with integrity and honor. You know what I'm saying? And righteousness. I've been a stand-up dude. Treat everybody respectfully and fairly regardless. You understand what I'm saying? I've had footage that I've known I could get 2 million views off of in one day. And the dude say to me, please don't put that out. And I say, you know what? Your friendship or my integrity means more than views.
Timbo, Doggy Diamonds, that happened to me in Timbo recently. We're a battle rapper told us to put something out. We're like, all right, so we got you.
This is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is with us, we in media, we supposed to not give a fuck. How you think Worldstar got on top?
Right.
How you think Vlad got on top? Niggas don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's all about them. So in certain things, people can't. Let me tell y'all something. People got to stop trying to keep people impoverished on some integrity shit because the real motherfucker that has integrity is going to try to feed their family by any means necessary. It's just what feels right to you as the person.
Yeah.
Some people don't have a soul. Some people don't have a soul. And let me tell you something else. If a person ain't feeding you, they can't tell you how to eat.
Mm.
And that's the problem. Everybody want to say, you shouldn't do this. I'm getting all this comment. I got so many hate comments on my interview with Charlamagne. Motherfuckers is like, look at the chair he's sitting in. Look, they didn't even listen to none of the content and none of the information that was given. You just so mad. Somebody said, Doggy Diamonds, you suck. You need to quit. You know what I replied with? Quit so I could be a fucking loser just like you. Because at the end of the day, I'm a black man in America. I don't sell crack cocaine. I don't sell weed. I don't do anything that's harmful to people or my...
Yep.
I'm just getting information. But people love Harvey Levin, though, right? I don't see comments all over fucking TMZ calling them fucking Chatty Patty, and they ruin more black lives than anybody. But it's accepted when it comes from certain people, but when it comes from you, you're a piece of shit. Oh, you're supposed to know better.
Yeah.
But he's not supposed to know better? Oh, so he's a billionaire, and I'm going to be somebody who knows better, who's broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going as far as some of them do. I wanted to hear Charlamagne Tha God's perspective on a lot of things. I asked him critical fucking questions that people want to know. Who else is going to ask him anything? One thing you know about me, if I interview somebody, you know I'm going to ask them what you want to know.
Yeah, you're going to ask. You ask some questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to feel comfortable enough to tell me, not because I'm a gangster, none of that, because they know everything I do is done with integrity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne the God didn't have to sit down with me. I felt like he looked out for me. I'm eternally grateful to him for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could call him a sucker. You could call us Chatty Patty. You could call us all that shit. Because, like I said, the person who made up the term Chatty Patty is nobody more Chatty Patty than him. Because every time Dame Dash talks, he talks about Jay-Z. Is that not Chatty Patty? So what are we really talking about?
True.
You understand what I'm saying? But the internet, this is the gift and the curse of the internet. You have people who could sit on the fucking comments of a video of a motherfucker they don't know, call them a faggot, call them, look at you, you got AIDS. Yo, I'll
beat the shit out of you. All the shit you're talking about,
you don't even fucking know me.
Yep.
Right? And then you got people that's jumping in the middle of the Beanie Siegel shit, saying L to Meek, you took a L. Yeah, L, L, L. I'm like, how the fuck a man take a L and he got more money and he's living his life? How the fuck is it? Yo, I want to take a L like that. It's not even about the money, but the man is living out his dreams, what he made for himself. How is that an L?
I think sometimes when it with Meek, when people say L, because I fucks with Meek, please drop Dream Chasers for Meek. Stop the bullshit, but that's a different story. But I think people with him, it's the fact that the Drake situation, they didn't like how he handled that. And like you said, you're not feeling sorry for Beanie Siegel. A lot of people, you know, Beans, it was thorough. You know, Beans went on some show saying, no, he's done. Beans basically was trying to make it sound like he's done more for the city than Beans. I got more classic shit than you. I've been in the streets more than you. And, you know, that's where I think people be trying to get at Meek a lot of times, whether it's right or wrong.
Not, all right, but that's not
that's
Chatty Patty, though. Me. But that's not Chatty Patty?
Very much.
That was real nigga talk? This is what I'm saying. That don't sound like a somebody talking from a jealous perspective. Once you start commenting on a person's appearance, you was jealous the whole time. This is what I'm saying to y'all.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying to y'all. You was jealous the whole time. And maybe the man sensed that, like, hold up. This nigga sending me wild, crazy texts, trying to get up in my chamber. I'm that new nigga out here. I'm not helping no old heads because the old heads ain't helped me. This is what I'm saying. This is what happened, right? Look, we got situations where people get in comments and say, yo, Game better not come back to Brooklyn. I'ma shoot him. And it's a motherfucker that live in Indiana saying that. But the internet gave regular people, a voice to talk about shit that don't concern them. Meaning this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm only talking about the Beanie Siegel and Meek shit because I'm a part of media.
Right.
You can ask any female, any homie that I talk to, when they try to talk to me about shit like this, I don't want to talk about that shit. That shit don't got nothing to do with my everyday life. Yo, it's the first. Tomorrow, I got to fucking pay rent.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that. But you got regular people who have lives that they got shit that they need to be responsible for and take care of that they're talking about Meek in the Game.
Yeah.
What happened to the real shit that's going on in the world? What happened to the real shit that we need to be dealing with? Did the police shoot him stop or something? I missed it.
Right.
I forgot. I'm like, I'm lost. This is what we all talking about? Then Game says all lives matter instead except this nigga. That's what bothered me the most. That shit pissed me off when I heard that. All lives matter, this nigga. Now, it's two problems with that. Because you said all lives matter. But I don't see all lives getting murdered by police. So I don't like all lives matter. Right? And then it's like, except this nigga. So if the Sean Kingston shit robbery happened 3 months ago, why are you talking about he snitched on you now?
I had a conversation, me and Timbo, with Official Ice. I was saying that, like, that happened so long ago. It looks like, you know, you niggas would say, oh, well, he's not, his album's coming out. He's not trying to promote that. But it just, in my eyes, it felt like, all right, you saying this now when it's happened eons, not eons ago, but a month ago and change. Why are we bringing it up now? You know what I'm saying? You got an album to promote. That's just how I looked at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that could be it.
You know? I think, I remember we had talked about it too. You know? I know Ice had harped on it too. Oh, I think Doggy actually disconnected. Real quick. Let's see if he calls back up.
But what you saying, Otembo? What you saying?
Oh, here he is. I said, no, I remember you. We harped on that, you know?
Right.
And Ice talked about it too. Yeah. Hey, Doggy,
yeah,
you there?
And let's see, I'm back. You know, T-Mobile is being fucking
good,
really flagrant
no
right now. I mean, listen to me, man. Whatever you do for your tactics to do what you do, it's not my job to sit here and criticize what he's doing.
Right.
But the whole effect of what he's doing, regular people are placing judgment on a man based on somebody who's trying to sell albums. This is what I'm saying. Like, one thing about me, I don't talk bad about people who I know that I fuck with or gonna fuck with. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It is what it is. I try to keep as much shit private as I can. Sometimes, you know, I have been in places where I've been maybe a little emotional and invested too much personal feelings into shit.
I've been there.
Yeah, we try to live and learn. We try to say, yo, you know what? I was too emotional about that. I need to G-check myself.
Yeah, I've been there.
But we not perfect. I mean, I don't give a fuck. You know, honestly, and the whole shit is, you know, Beanie Siegel gets punched in the face. You know, Game is you know, I just seen something where Game is saying he gonna have Meek on World Star and all that. Where's the energy for the police that you got for Meek? Because the last time I checked, nigga went and shook hands with the cops. That's not the enemy. So, all right, snitching is what? Snitching is, who do you snitch to? You snitch to the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is the police your friend?
Do you think niggas is mad? I don't want to say mad or jelly, but niggas feel some type of way that Meek got Nicki? Because I hear a lot of, even in an interview with Beans and shit, he kind of alluded to it, the fact that, allegedly, that, you know, how Meek got Nicki was that, you know, he kind of snitched on Safari to how Safari was moving out with other women and shit.
I mean,
I don't know if that might be the wrong way. If that's true, that's some sucker shit, I got to say.
But now look, I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't care about the next dude dick action.
Right.
I don't care how he got the woman. That's not my problem.
Right.
He wasn't my chick. How you get them is how you lose them. That's what they say. That's what he got to worry about. So that's not Chatty Patty?
Very much Chatty Patty, but...
And I heard,
he went on the show to expose me. That was the whole premise.
So that's not Chatty, but that's not Chatty Patty, though?
Very much so.
That's not emotional? This is what I'm saying. So why do certain people get a pass for certain shit? Because it depends on who's saying it and depends on who you dislike the most. I don't know why Meek get the hate that he get. You know, I think Meek is an incredible artist. I always liked Meek. And when when I met Meek, he was 100 with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He waited for me in Philly to give me an interview. He waited for me. Will he do that now? I don't know. But I could just say my dealings with that man was 100. And one thing about me, I don't let other people cloud my vision
with what I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With what I know. And I know that he was 100 with me. You understand what I'm saying? I know he is artists that I defended and I fucking spoke up for that ain't been 100 with me. But just certain shit that I do, you know, just it is what it is. So, I don't know if dudes is jealous because he got Nikki or not. I don't know,
right.
Because that's some bitch shit too.
That's a, mm-hmm. No, that is some bitch shit right there.
That's
but
some
I've
bitch
heard niggas
too.
On Melly say that. You know what I mean? Like niggas, you know.
Doggy, how do you think this will all? How do you think this will all end out? Like this whole game, Meek, Beanie thing. Like, what do you think the final outcome will be? Will hands be thrown at all? What will happen?
Once blood is shed, you know, unfortunately, you know, it was Beanie Siegel at the expense of, you know, the you know, but shit happens. Once blood is shed, I don't even really know what it is to talk about no more anyway. Though.
Right, at this point, right?
Because once somebody spilled my blood, I'm not talking no more.
Yeah.
The fuck is there to talk about? I don't have to clear the air for who? Because the same dudes that you saying, the peanut gallery, that's who you talking to. So I'm confused. This is what I'm saying. It's a lot of shit that people say that confuses me. I'm confused. The peanut gallery don't matter, but that's who you think is listening to this right now. The
peanut gallery. I was
yeah.
in the peanut gallery chilling on a daiquiri and rum and coke, my nigga.
The peanut gallery
right.
are the ones who buys the records, who, you know, support everything. You know
I've
what
been
I'm
the
saying?
Peanut gallery since the late 80s.
This is what I'm saying. Now, the people that don't matter is the people who have comments that are negative about the situation that don't know all the facts.
Right.
Meaning that, when people start saying, you know, the game, you better not come out to New York, to Brooklyn no more, and, you know, yeah, Meek gonna get killed in Philly, shit like that, I don't fuck with.
Me neither.
I don't fuck with that. Yeah, I don't fuck with that. Yeah, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with people who say shit like that. Shit like that is corny to me. It's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't respect shit like that. But people who have the opinion on whether a diss track was good or, you know, who's the better artist and all that, that's cool because that's what this shit is about. You know, this shit
right.
is about, you know, how we feel. But when you start taking a street stance on shit, that shit
yeah.
is corny.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, I don't listen. I don't want any of them brothers to get physically harmed, but yo, it already happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It already happened. Mm-hmm. Beans already got swung on. So now what?
Yeah.
That's for him to decide. That's not for us to decide on, you know, what's going to happen now and all that shit. I mean, like I said, I hope, you know, dudes could find a way to resolve shit, you know, but who knows, you know, because at the end of the day, let's look at it like this. Shit was said and Game is still running with it. That's his campaign.
Yeah.
He's running with it.
Yeah.
But Meek ain't saying nothing no more really about it.
Mm-hmm.
So is Game keeping it? Like if you won, you know, whatever a win is in your opinion, why are you still talking about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Fucking LeBron
doing
James.
That because he's
looking, listen, LeBron okay. James ain't even talking about his championship no more. You know
yeah,
why?
Doggy, but I think Game is looking at it like, yo, he's the main reason why he got niggas swinging on each other in the own city. Like, we know it's an egotistical sport on top of that. You know what I'm saying? So he's probably popping his collar, you know, cryptocy walk into this shit right now. Like, yo, I got these niggas literally fighting each other. And the other day, I had these niggas in the booth ganging up to get at me. Fast forward days later, our niggas are swinging on the same niggas I jumped on the diss track. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but if that's... I mean, let me explain something to you, and I want the listeners to understand something, right? These men that we're talking about have all individually seen more money than many of us combined.
Yep.
They
mm-hmm.
live in gated communities. They go home to gated communities, right?
Yep.
They go home to gated communities. They're not in harm's way. They are not in the street. They could front all they want like they in the
yep.
street, but they're not
they
in the street because why the fuck would
they
be in the street? They go to gated communities. Why the entourage of the brothers that feel like they got to protect the brand because they're going to get
that's so real.
Back. A beer, they're going to get a trickle-down chick. They're going to get to ride a bike or wear a chain. Those
and Doggy Diamonds, I
want to
off on something you said, the entourage. I think a lot of times hip-hop heads, we sleep on the word the entourage because it'd be the entourage that really be
that's
starting shit. It really be the entourage that be on some dummy shit.
that's the ones who's going to pop.
Mm-hmm.
It's the entourage. And you're absolutely right. So this is what I'm saying. My thing is, yo, it's a lot of brothers that's going to get hurt behind certain shit. Listen, Dougie Diamonds, me, myself, I be talking my shit sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? But then I'm also mindful that, yo, people that is affiliated with me and down with me, they going to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be mindful of that sometimes. So sometimes I don't say certain things or do certain things because I don't want to force my people hand to do some dumb shit behind my mouth that's going to jeopardize. They because just like they could kill somebody, they could also get killed.
Mm-hmm.
So what rumors and gossip is worth somebody getting murdered over? So sometimes I just don't say nothing. But, you know, I spoke on this situation because I see a lot of, you know, man talk and facts and, you know, and I'm like, yo, a lot of that shit is, you know, a lot of shit just ain't really all that fucking factual. Or, you know, it's a dude opinion. You understand what I'm saying?
Word. That's what it is. Dougie Diamonds, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga, for real, man, taking time out of your day to talk with us, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, shout out to everybody who, you know, who's listening that can hear this right now. Shout out to, you know, the audience to listen. Hopefully I brought some type of clarity to things. You can follow me on at Dougie Diamonds on Twitter, Instagram, at DOGGIEDIAMONDS. My podcast is on SoundCloud for the Android users, and it's on iTunes for the iPhones users, or, you know, SoundCloud for both of them. But the SoundCloud is SoundCloud/DoggieDiamondsNoFilter. And you can look up Dougie Diamonds No Filter on the iTunes. I thank everybody for listening. I thank everybody who subscribes to the YouTube. I think this month alone, I got 6,000 new subscribers this month alone. Over a million views this month. You know, so shout out to everybody who been rocking with me. Y'all see me on this grind, on this climb.
What?
And it ain't going to stop. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to continue to bring y'all. I'm going to continue to bring y'all what y'all need. You know what I'm saying? To give you what I'm going to get. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm going to continue to give you what you want in order to give you what you need. So rock with me. Don't question me so much because there's a method to my madness. There's a method to everything. Everything that I do is carefully thought out. And I thank y'all for letting me come on, you know, y'all show and just talk. I talk
with
them. So this shit is nothing. I ate my breakfast.
That's how you feel, though. I can talk all day. I feel you.
I ate my breakfast. I'm about to get. I just did 5,000 steps today. I got like another 5,000 to go. You know what I'm saying? And I love life. I love people, and I love supporters. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wish I could show y'all, you know, the people how much I love the fact that y'all show me so much love. The only thing I can do to show it is to keep bringing you great content. You know, shout out.
That's all. We appreciate that, dog.
Yep. I did an interview with Rozelle. I got a Pete Rock interview coming. Yeah, Rozelle is on the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Dougie Diamonds TV.
Is he beatboxing?
Yeah,
or
beatbox
not?
Dude. Yeah. No, he didn't beatbox. But we got some history on where the beatbox originated. That's really gonna, you know, like I said, when I do my interviews, I'm gonna give you facts for real. You know what I'm saying?
Did y'all talk about the Fat Boys? My man from the Fat Boys
Listen, the Fat Boys, aka the Disco 3, that was their name first. You understand what I'm saying? So
anytime
I do an interview with somebody, you know you're going to get some information that you didn't know. You know what I'm saying? That is a great interview, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I thank y'all, Timbo, Three Letterman, you know, for having me on y'all show. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to open this office space, too. Today I'm going to make the down payment. All of this shit is my money. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying for my own office. I got my own no-filter hat that I paid for. You know, and shout out to everybody who has donated, you know, toward my cause, you know, respect. You know what I'm saying? If you want to donate to my cause, you go to Dougie Diamond TV. The donate button's at the top. I do a lot of live casts. I'm just trying to plug everything before I go. But, you know, just basically shout out to the supporters. If you want to stay in tune with what I'm doing, follow me on that gram. Dougie Diamonds has a Facebook page. Just look up Dougie Diamonds. Everything is going to come up. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to PSA Podcast.
You already, my G.
Appreciate you, bro.
Here. I got a crazy interview coming today. So
I hit you out of shit, my nigga.
Yes, sir. I'm out of here. Peace.
All right, YG.
Peace, brother. Salute, Doggy Dime is coming on the show, man. I love the plugs at the end. That was fire.
Yeah.
No. Shout out to Doggy Dime, you know, giving some perspective on things, everything like that. Good dude. Good dude. Mm-hmm. Crazy, man.
So,
well, you know what we got to do, Dre? It's about that time. New events coming. October is here. Let's do it. King of the Dot. Battles at the Bunker, Saturday, October 29th in Los Angeles. Tickets are on sale now. Pay-per-view, KOTD.TV. You guys already know what the fuck it is. We're going to go over a few of these battles real quick and give our predictions on this one. Let's do the ones that we know of, like the main event ones.
Yes.
I'm saying Reverse Live versus Rosenberg Raw.
Reverse Wise. I heard that name before, but so hold on, Rosenberg Raw is on King of the Dot again? Okay. Am I bugging? This is not his first time on KOTD, right?
I don't think so. No, you remember he was actually on the Ground Zero event. Remember? It was like a up and coming one, but he did a Ground Zero, yeah.
Okay. My dude, I don't know too much about you, bro. I'm not gonna sit in front, man. But I'm going to go Rosenberg Raw 2-1 because Rosenberg Raw is not. I had 3-0 people. So I'm going to go 2-1 Rosenberg Raw.
Reverse Live is nice. I got to say that.
Okay.
I'm going. He's dope. A big figure in Cali and West Coast battle rap. Been there since the beginning. I think Grind Time. He's been around. So, you know what? I'm going to go Reverse Live 2-1 because he is really loved on King of the Dot. But I think it'll be a dope battle. I mean, Rosenberg Raw, like, you know, I don't think it'll be a body. There you go. But I think it'll be dope. I think it'll be dope. I'm going Reverse Live 2-1 on this battle. Next up, Cali Smooth versus Cicero. Who you got?
Wow. Look at Cicero, okay. Cicero, Philly, native, battle on KOTD. I like that, okay. Cali Smooth, I haven't seen you battle in a long time, my dude. I just seen you follow me on Twitter, too. Shout out to you for that. But, Cicero, I know you've been doing this for a long time, my G. Did he battle Cortez, right? He wasn't too bad against Cortez. I had Tez winning that. I'm going to go Cali Smooth 2-1 in a close battle, though.
Cali Smooth 2-1. Man, I was thinking about this one, 2-1.
That's not the popular vote to say because Cicero's more street. Yeah. I get it. But I'm talking about a battle rap sense. I'm going to go Cali Smooth 2-1 in a close battle, though.
I was looking at this battle, too, when I first saw it. I was like, yo, I don't know. It's different, you know? I don't know who I'm going to pick.
Yeah.
I'm going the same thing as you, though. I'm going Cali Smooth 2-1. Once again, I don't think it'll be a body or nothing like that, but I think it'll be a 2-1 battle. I'm going Cali Smooth on this one. Next up, it's going to be a goodie right here, Dre. It's going to be a goodie. Carter Deems versus Bonnie Godiva.
Yo, this is going to be – yo, I don't even know how Bonnie's going to keep a straight face when my man Carter Deems is battling, bro. I don't know how anybody keeps a straight face when this cat starts battling, bro. Bonnie's really out here battling dudes, son. I gotta give her props, man. I've been very critical of Bonnie Godiva throughout the years, but she's battling a lot of dudes. I'm gonna go Carter Deems 2-1 just on the strength of his. He's gonna be real jokeful. Even though I'm not gonna sleep on Bonnie, though. But I'm going to go Deems Oakham 2-1, man.
Man, I'm excited to see what Carter Deems brings to this table, man. There's going to be some funny stuff. He's going to snap 2-1.
He's going to snap off in a jokeful way, though.
He's
going to
go crazy.
Yeah, he's going to have mad jokes.
Yeah. He's going to have a ton of jokes. I think it's going to be hilarious. Hey, Dre, we know that crowd loves him.
Oh, yeah.
They do. So, and Bonnie hasn't been bad. So I'm going 2-1 Carter Deans also. I think it'll be good, though. I think this could be a surprise battle right here. Could be really, really fire. 2-1 Carter Deans. Next up, this could be a really good battle, man. Fresco versus QP, Suns. Who you got?
I got QB. So I got Suns, man. 3-0.
3-0?
Yeah, quantum physics. One of the best pen games in battle rap, even though he's done a lot of bullshit outside of battle rap.
Ever.
I don't even want to talk about the shit he's done.
Yeah.
But his pen game is too. I'm not taking that away from Fresco. Not at all. But pen wise, nah, QB's on a different level than Fresco B.
I agree with you pen wise. But I think Fresco knows how to kind of get that crowd. You know, he's a funny dude too. I'm going QP also, but I'm going 2-1.
I hear you
I'm
about
going
the crowd, but I don't think once I hear that shit on camera, my nigga. Like if you're going in a room, he'll have some shit on live. I don't think even with the crowd fucking with him, if I sit and watch that shit, because I'm talking about on a camera more, because I'm not gonna be at the event, obviously. I'm talking about on camera. The shit QP gonna say to this man, I just think it's gonna be rewind worthy. It's cringing faces, the way he puts words together. I think QP pen game is, like, crazy.
It's crazy. I agree. His pen game is out of this world, bro. I feel like he's one of the best ever.
I agree, too. I agree that, nigga. See, once again, Timbo,
one of the best
that's
ever.
Not a popular thing to say, but what you're saying is right.
Yeah.
If you know rhymes and
yeah.
you know QP, yo, quantum physics pen game is sick, B.
No
this
question.
Is what it is.
No question. Yeah, he has a crazy pen game. I'm going QP 2-1 though. You know, I do think he is definitely way more lyrical, and I think that'll bring the win for at least two rounds.
Mm.
So I'm going 2-1 QP. And we all know Dre, the headline. I hope Magic knows he's the main event. I think he does.
Oh damn.
He's promoed as the main event. I'm just fucking with you, man. You know you're my guy, bro. You family up here. The main event, King of the Tide, battles at the bunker, B-Magic versus E-Ness. Dre, who you got on this one?
Magic got a heavy schedule, Timbo. We cannot just throw that to the side, act like that's nothing. You know what I mean, son?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I think E-Ness is much more well-rounded than B-Magic. Because B-Magic is one-dimensional with the punches, and he's going to do what he does. It well works for him. You feel me? And Magic can also throw some humor in there. I'm going E-Ness 2-1 in a close battle. Going Ness.
In a close one.
Ines 2-1.
Ines 2-1. Should I give my predictions or how are we going to do this?
I don't even think you should, but go ahead and entertain the people anyway.
Just the human fans,
the people.
I'm going to give my predictions. I'm going Magic 3-0 in a clear box.
Oh, really?
I'm playing.
You're not giving Ness
all
around, my nigga.
I'm not doing that. What I will say, I want to back it up real quick. What I will say is that E-Ness and Iron Solomon battle is closer than people give it credit for.
You think it was closer? I thought Iron Solomon won all three rounds clearly, though. Not a body bag, but Ness was spinning. If you're gonna, I think Ness was spinning a lot of fire shit against Iron Solomon. It's just Iron Solomon was just too much for him.
I feel you. I was literally just watching it, I think, a couple of days ago, and really listening in to Ness's rounds.
The Marcus fight about the Marcus is Allen Iverson.
That was crazy, bro. But I'm just saying, his performance and I think his, you know, his personality and stuff like that, I think it kind of shows more, and it shows more than Solomon's.
But Timbo,
I agree,
that's
Solomon
why I'm picking him against B-Magic. To everything you just said about E-Ness is the everything you said about what E-Ness is well executed what you said. That's the main reason why I'm going with E-Nest against B-Magic, to what you said.
I feel you. Well, Magic got bars, bro.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That crowd
definitely
loves that man.
But, my man, his schedule, Timbo, his schedule, he's battling Cortez, he's battling this. I mean, yo, my man.
He's battling
Cortez.
I'm going to
say this right
after,
now,
right? bro.
Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's – and let's be real, my nigga. B-Magic has a tendency to stumble and fumble with the rock. He'll get to the 20-yard line and fumble.
Yeah.
Just call it what it is.
I don't know if you know, I don't know if you saw this, but he put out a tweet that says, you know, my heart is in this. This is it for my true fans, day ones. Like, this is what it is. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the hate. I'm never, pretty much summing up, like, I'm never going to slack off. I'm not going to slack off again.
A lot of people. All right, let's be real. We interviewed B-Magic. A man, somebody told me, I see on the comments, niggas saying they disliked the interview, not because of us. They're not rocking with Magic right now. But how Magic will win fans over is having dope rounds.
It's true. And I think the best thing for him would be to, he has to understand that. He has to know that, yo, that's the only thing he can do. So I'm going Magic 2-1. I'm not going 3-0.
But then you got the fans also who's like, well, Magic already told us he's not down with URL. We do got some fans who are just URL only. That's a different story for another day. But so Magic, they're like, oh, Magic, we don't even really rock with this other league. So you're in this other league battling this person. We don't give a fuck because you're not battling the big dogs anymore. And I hope fans don't be like that, but there's going to be fans who are like that. I read the comments. I see that. Oh, I'm done with being Magic. Oh, you're not battling URL anyway, so these battles don't count. And that's fucked up to say. How Magic's going to win people over on that, I don't know. But there's a contention of people who feel that way. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I agree with you. That's why, I mean, look, there's gonna there's always people that are going to be like that. They're going to immediately go to that battle when it gets put out. They're going to dislike it and say Magic lost 30 seconds after it drops, Strike. 30 seconds. Didn't even watch it. Don't even care.
In my Beanie Sigel voice, facts.
So, facts. I love how he said that shit. That's in my ringtone. But yeah, man, I got Magic 2-1 on this shit. I think he's in the bar over Ness. But I think it'll be a dope battle. I was surprised when this was announced, to be honest with you. I was like, yo, this is dope. You know? This is
dope. Before we wrap it up, hey, let's take 5 minutes to talk about this battle so we can put this out. I need your opinion, Timbo. You always do this. I'm doing it to you. Who wins, Shotgun Shug or Sue Surf?
Oh, man. Shotgun Shug or Surf?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first. Go ahead. All
right. I had done a lot of thinking about this. A lot of thinking. You got Shotgun Shug, who, in my mind, he's always been thinking about battling Hitman Holla. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I go back to the interviews that we got on our channel with Shotgun Shug and Sue Surf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Surf is not going to take Shug seriously. I'm not going to say he's not going to do that. Okay? This is the Battle of Newark. This is in Jersey. This is Battle of Niggas Hoods coming in here, seeing who's going to take whose head off here. The popular vote is to go with Sue Surf because, let's be real, lyrically, Shug not seeing Surf on that. But I think in that particular setting, I think this nigga is not coming to play. I think he has a lot of shit to get off his chest. I think he's mad at the fact that this nigga took him off the record. I think this man is also mad that he's always felt that he had to play second fiddle to Sue Surf. I think if Shug goes back to our interview, Surf told me and Timbo that Shotgun Shug, a 6'4", 300-pound man, is his little man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with I don't even know if this is an upset. Surf, you are my man. I fucks with you, bro. I fucks with you. And I hope I'm saying this to give you extra motivation. But I do fuck with Shotgun Shug, too. I know that's not the popular thing to say. And I'm going to get flamed for this, but I don't care. I'm cool with this. I got Shotgun Shug 2-1 beating Sue Surf.
Are you done? Are you finished or are you done? Are you finished?
The floor is yours, my brother.
I hope you're finished, man.
The floor is yours, my brother.
Bugging, bro. You are fucking bugging.
I understand that. I know. Kill me, Timo. Okay?
You are
I gotta guess.
Out of your mind.
Okay. Explain to me why before you do that.
Let's tell you why. Okay? First of all, this is in Jersey. And I feel like with this battle, Surf has more to lose on this one. Like you said, this is like, what did Surf say? This is my son. This is my son. This is my little man. He's saying this to Surf, who probably has 100-plus pounds on Surf and probably 5 inches on Surf, 4 inches on Surf.
Suge is the offensive lineman, and Surf is the running back, my G.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So Surf has more to lose on this battle. Surf is a better lyricist than Suge. That just is what it is. I don't think Suge will win. Suge will win a round. The crowd will fuck with Suge. But I feel like Surf is going to go in and talk to him. I feel like Surf is going to go in there, and just like he called him his son on the show, say, that's my son, that's my little man, this and that, you know, totally doing that. I think that's something that he's going to use. And
is it
going to
work, though?
I feel like it'll work.
Against Suge, though, when Suge is coming at what your life like? And Suge, you don't think Suge is going to spill his heart out? The only concern I have about Suge, when Suge told us he doesn't know how Surf is going to come. So while you telling us you don't know how Surf is going to come, I don't think you should give a fuck how Surf going to come, Suge. Do what the fuck you're going to do. If you're going to get personal on this nigga, get personal.
This is my point. I don't think he's going to do what your life like. I don't think he's going to do all the same shit that he does with all these other artists. I don't think he can afford to do that because I don't think Surf's going to do that. I think Surf is going to try to sun him and talk to him in certain rounds. I think that's going to happen. Because why wouldn't you? That's something that that Surf should do.
And the Detroit situation also, right, Timbo?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. No question. But I think some of these things need to be touched on. And if Surf puts it the right way, that is where I think, you know, it could be. This could, you know, this could go Surf's way. That's why I'm saying that he will take this battle. I think he's going to talk to him, and I personally feel like it's going to work.
You don't think Suge is going to talk to this man also, though? You don't think Suge got more to say off his chest? I think Suge got more to say off his chest than Surf. If Surf can win the battle, don't get it fucked up. Even though listen, that's just my opinion. Surf is the favorite. Let's not get it fucked up. But I just think Suge is going to have a lot more steam off his chest. That's going to work the pen on the paper for them three rounds.
Suge does have stuff to say. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm saying Surf will put it and do it better.
Okay,
that third round from Surf against Hitman is, I'm going to be honest with you, it's one of my favorite rounds ever, Trey. That round is crazy.
Inmate number 9, Raw Rock China against SmackDown.
And when he was comparing and doing that stuff and talking to him, I firmly, there didn't even need to be a crowd there. I would have still made the ugh face. Like, that shit was nasty. That shit was rough, Dre. That shit was
but
like,
Suge has gotten better, though, Timbo.
Shit.
You would agree, though. Let me ask you a question. Has Suge gotten better throughout the years?
Absolutely. He's done nothing but get better. Yes. No, he's gotten better all throughout the years. I'm not saying he hasn't, but I'm saying when it comes to a grudge match like this, I will go with the better lyricist and who can put rounds together better.
Gotcha.
And I think I think Surf could do that, because when you're trying to get a point across, you can have all the points in the world. You can have the greatest shit to say, but if it's not put together and structured right and
right.
dope, then it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. And I think Surf has that formula. Surf knows how to do that.
Surf, so do you think the people in the building,
how to put those rounds together.
Do you think the people in the building are going to root for, even, like I said, the popular vote obviously is Sue Surf, but is it the underdog mm-hmm. factor in the building where people think that, yeah, the nigga that's 6'4" is the underdog? So, like, if you didn't know these niggas' story, and you just, me and you just watched them, we was like, oh, fuck it, we in Jersey, me and Tim are going to the battle, and we watched these niggas battle, mm-hmm. we would think off the strength that Surf, that Sugar would beat this little nigga. And I'm just going off on physical stature. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's yeah. another thing, too. That's another thing, yeah. too. Here's my worry also about Suge. I don't want Suge to come with material that only applies to people living in Jersey. You know, if it's
okay.
stuff that only people in the room are going to get or understand, you know, I asked this question to Sir. I was like, yo, how do you balance that? Because you have people that are in the crowd that know both of you and probably know you guys personally. How do you cater to them and then the million-plus people that are probably going to watch this online? They're going to see it on YouTube, you know? And he's like, you have to go for the majority. You can't go
don't you
for,
have to mix it
for
up
what's
though, Timbo? Don't you have to mix it up with people that's in the
I
crowd that's from Jersey?
Yeah, no, you definitely do. You have to have sprinkle a couple things in there that will
right.
that will apply to the people in the building just to get them going crazy. I completely mm-hmm. agree. You have to. No question. But, Dre, how great would it be to see Surf talk down and sun this dude that has 4 inches and 100 pounds on him?
That's the thing. The tail of the tape. That's just, you know what I'm saying? But also, let's say Suge wins, right? Because we're both playing mm-hmm. lawyers. You're the lawyer for Surf. I'm the lawyer for Suge. Let's
yeah.
say
yeah.
if Suge does win this battle, is it a big-time upset?
If Suge wins this battle, yes,
yeah.
I think it'll be an upset. Yeah.
But what does that say about Suge?
Because
basically by you saying that, and a lot of people feel the same way you feel, is the sentiment is then that Surf is on a totally different level than Suge by saying that's upset? Because don't you think that's a don't you once you get up, once you feel a wave, somebody says, oh, Timbo, you beat such and such, but that's an upset. Like, you, there was no.
Let me ask you this.
The line had you losing by 20 points type shit.
I don't think so. I think, was it an upset that the Cavs beat the Warriors?
3-1? Down 3-1? I think that's an upset, though, Timbo. You down 3? You up 3-1?
Yeah, no,
you can't
I'm saying,
win the next
I'm
couple
saying,
games.
I'm saying in general, is it an upset that they won the finals? If they would have won.
No, in general, it was an upset. But the way yeah. when you go to 3-1, you can't leave that out, though, Timbo. They can't leave down 3-1. These niggas had him by the neck, and you didn't close the deal.
Yeah. That I agree with. But I'm saying, in general, winning that the series, for as an upset for them, I don't, you know, they're similar, you know, obviously they're different divisions, things like that, but their records are similar. With Surf and Suge, you could kind of compare their records, but people are stupid if they're going to say that the only reason the Surf is the favorite because he is light years and light years and light years and light years ahead of Suge. I don't think he's that crazy high over Suge. I think
me neither.
He has more of a status. I think he has more of a status over Suge. I think he's I have Surf as a legend. I think Surf's a legend. I do. I personally do. But look where Suge's at. Suge has done nothing but get better. And you can't knock
now,
that. So people
here's
can't
another question then before we wrap up here. Do you think who's had better battles as of late? Because I can make the argument that
Surf has had a little bit of battles in Surf,
Timbo,
of
late.
No,
not the overall package. If you're going to do that, Surf got that. Surf got legendary shit. You know what I'm saying? So let's
say,
be clear.
I'd say Suge better battles as of late, yeah. But these two battling, Dre, My point. The thing is, I say Suge has better battles as of late. You do too, right? You
right,
say Suge
definitely.
Has had better battles as of late. The thing is, when they're going into this ring and when they step on that stage, no one's gonna give a fuck.
Yeah.
No
right.
one's gonna care.
Right. You're
they're
right.
gonna see. All they're gonna see is Surf and Suge. They're not gonna see who Suge battled last night.
Right. Fact.
They're not gonna see
Fact.
Who Surf battled. You know, 2 months ago. They're not gonna give
do,
a fuck. You see these
you think,
dudes that are there. You see what they've done. Huh.
Piggyback on what you just said. That day when they go into the battle. Who you think? Do you think both those cats are gonna have nerves, low tempo? Like when they walk on the stage and they're the main event, and they like, all right, the last battle of the night, here we go. When Arsenal and Webber's on the stage and Ray Swag and these niggas, here we go, the main event. Shotgun, Sugar, Sue Surf, and niggas go, bo, 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 doing all kind of shit. Do you think the nerves kick in though for both competitors?
I don't know about for both. I'm not gonna lie. I think
these
the nerves
better
might
not
kick
choke
in a little bit
not
more.
Choke. Surf better not do no shit where he's choking and just throw Jersey in there. I don't want none of that shit. Suge, you cannot be forgetting no rhymes, my nigga. This is the battle of your life, Suge. For real, it is. Suge, you my nigga, but it is. I'm your lawyer right now, but
yeah.
nigga, this is the battle of. If I'm your coach, Suge, my nigga, every day I'm looking at that pen and pad book and I'm switching out shit. I'm going rehearsing my shit because this is the battle of your life, bruh. For real, it is.
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
go in there having Surf fucking you up, bro. Like, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it'll be good, man. I think it's going to be a really good battle. Like you said, when they get on that stage, all you're going to see is those two dudes, man. And that's what it's about. I'm excited for this one. I'm excited for this one a lot.
Facts.
It's going to be fire. Shout out UW again, man. Making this shit go down. I think it'll be crazy. And then you got Arsenal and Rock. It's going to be a good October.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a good October. Shout out Doggy Diamonds coming on the show. Shout out my bro,
word.
Dre. We got a mad segments on this bitch. We got like
three
four
segments.
Segments.
I like that.
I think we got four. We got Arsenal Rock at the beginning, Doggy
right.
Diamonds, The Bunker,
cool.
and then Surf Suge.
Oh, you're right. Woo! Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how we do it. Yeah.
Because we're in the
that's
chamber. We're in the chamber now. Shout out Doggy Diamonds coming on the show. My bro,
yes,
Dre, Three Letter Man. We're definitely going to have these chopped up and ready to go.
Yes,
shout out my bro, Dre. And them doing chopping over. This is crazy, man.
Yeah.
We're coming at you from all angles,
you need
everybody.
Me, I'll help you out if you need. I got you.
Coming at you from all angles, yo. Shout out to everybody, all the listeners, all the subs, man. Go subscribe. You already know what the fuck this is. PSA motherfucking radio. My bro, Dre, Three Letter Man. G, take us out.
Shout out to Doggy Diamonds, man. We back on the rail. I hate niggas hitting me up. Yo, where the fuck y'all better? Niggas slow down. Niggas have some shit to take care of. We back on the saddle. Shout out to my bro Timbo. You already know what it is, man. PSA all day, every day, 365 days of the year, man. You already.
Let's get it. We out.